This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up from Oakland, California, a high school health confidential. First, the buzz on bees is not good. Wild bees and domestic ones, too, are dying off. Ira Flatow, host of NPR's Science Friday and regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Ira, what is the bee story?
Well, they're being killed by this tiny little parasite no bigger than a grain of sand called the varroa mite, which has been, of course, dubbed a vampire mite now because it sucks the bees' fluids dry. And it's really very good at doing this because up to half of all the honeybees in the United States have been wiped out, up to half of them. And, of course, without the bees, you get no fruits or nuts. There's a huge California almond harvest that has been threatened. And it's not just California. Most of the citrus, the watermelon, the strawberries, the beans, the pecans in Florida also depend on bees. So this is really a crisis.
Well, what about eradicating these vampire mites?
Well, you know, it has grown resistant to pesticides. There is talk of breeding strains of bees naturally resistant to the mite or of importing honeybees from Siberia where they say they have a strain there. The USDA, the Department of Agriculture, spends just under $10 million per year on bee research, but beekeepers are saying, hey, you got to double that spending because this is a real crisis, because once a mite attacks, it can wipe out a whole hive in a matter of months.
So what are farmers doing in the meantime?
Well, it's hard to think about this, but they are really sharing bees from as far away as Australia. Beekeepers are shipping in boxes by the hundreds of thousands to farmers in the States. But there are really not enough bees to go around. And the U.S. is not alone in this crisis because the mites arrived in the U.S. in the mid-1980s. They're not sure where, possibly from Southeast Asia. They were manageable for a while, but they've multiplied and grown resistant and creating what one bee authority has called the worst bee crisis in U.S. history.
But it's actually not a new crisis. It's been underway for a while.
Yeah, for the last 15 years. But, you know, bees don't get much attention. They're not a hot-button media issue. They sting people. People don't like them. You don't usually see people holding a vigil for dying or dead bees. But they are a very important part of the economy and the food industry.
Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day with the news on bees. Thank you, Ira.
You're welcome.